Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget all the other things you can do there, including learning about our brain trust. You can noodle around on our site and learn more about the over 400 members of our brain trust, including the lovely and talented Christina Cavanaugh, the author of Managing Your Email, internationally recognized expert on the subject of email. She's our good friend and a member of our brain trust. Christina, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you very much, Jim. It's my pleasure.
It's good to have you back. Christina, you've been studying email and the whole issue, the whole landscape of email, the whole thing that we call email, the way we, not only the actual capability, but the way it affects our lives. You've been studying that for a long time, haven't you?
Yeah, for about 4 years, and mostly how it affects our work lives and our productivity.
Now, I can remember talking to people over the last three or four years, and they would say, you know, I just quit using email. I got so much spam in that, you know, I just quit using it. And I remember thinking that they were dinosaurs, and I actually called them dinosaurs, a couple of them to their face.
Oh, dear.
Well, these couple of them, they were friends of mine, and I said, you're a dinosaur. You're going to turn into a dinosaur. And you know, that was before spam got so bad. I was getting spam, too, like other people, but it was before it got so bad. And now, you call it fatigue, and I want you to tell us what you mean by that in a second, but I actually don't know if I would call what I'm experiencing fatigue, but I sure am experiencing a lot of anger, actually.
Well, and that's a symptom leading to fatigue. In my latest study on email, because I've been doing several studies, and I track what seems to happen with people, I found that email stress now has been replaced more with what I call email fatigue, which is this battle-weary type of attitude on, you know, when is all this stuff going to stop? Mm-hmm. I'm tired of my inbox being invaded, and I'm tired of having to do battle with something that I just don't see how I can improve it. So that's part of, so what you're experiencing there is sort of the leading up to fatigue.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And you know, what's happening is, imagine, and folks, you know, most of you know what we're talking about here. Imagine those big pouches, leather pouches that the mailmen carry, the mail carriers bring around when they walk around your neighborhood. Imagine that being filled to overflowing, and your mail person comes up and literally just turns up a bag upside down on your doorstep and walks away. And you know somewhere in those 200 documents laying on your floor there, somewhere in there are the five or six things that you need, including maybe a check. Mm-hmm. And you've got to sit down on you got to squat down there and pick all that up and sort through it to make sure that you don't throw away something that's valuable.
Yeah, that's exactly right, and that's exactly how it feels to be invaded. Now, I know that when I do a lot of work in larger workplaces, they have firewalls and filters that try to keep out a lot of these spam traffic. And so their issues are more what we call workplace spam, which is the kind of stuff that we create that has that same effect of dumping a bunch of mail on the front door. There's a lot of useless traffic that goes on in larger workplaces, and that's probably 30-40%. Now, for a lot of your listeners who are in the small business category, the issue becomes even greater because they don't have the necessary firewalls or the things that occur. And so you've got more spam that you've got to deal with. Um, But one of the things that I do tend to recommend on that issue is to have an antivirus program, mm-hmm. something that is always connected to the Internet where you can get automatic updates.
Right.
Because those things can actually help to kind of keep, you know, the real junk out of your inbox. So you're only dealing with...
But, you know, Christina, I've got that, too. I actually pick up my email in two different locations. And I keep, you know, I have a desktop unit and I have a laptop that I work with, both of them, because I move around at home and when I travel as well. And I have a pretty strong spam filter on one of them, but on the other one I don't have. And one of the reasons is because I still find myself going through the spam, what's been filtered out for spam, because sometimes the filter catches things it's not supposed to catch.
Yes, and unfortunately, Jim, that is a big problem. And I even saw something reported in the New York Times last week about that issue where you had two people who met at a conference and one greeted the other very coolly and they couldn't figure out why until it was the email that never got to them.
Right, right. And the other person, the cool person, thought he just didn't respond.
Well, that's exactly right. So it is unfortunate that we've got the filters, and it's true, they are blocking out legitimate email. And I think that they're trying to work on ways to be able to get at the spam, you know, spammers directly so that we are able to get some of our legitimate emails. But having said that, Jim, I think that one of the things we need to do is remember there are other ways to communicate, and email isn't the only thing. So, you know, it's like if you've left a phone message for someone that you expect to get a return call from, mm-hmm. And you don't get a call from them, what do people normally do?
Call back.
You usually call back, and then you start to find out, oh, boy, they're really ignoring me, or they just were too busy to catch me. So what I, you know, try to say to people is that if you sent an email, knowing we're in this heavy spam antivirus world, if you send an email, a legitimate one, to someone, and you don't get a response within, say, 2 or 3 days, then don't send another email following up, because that's what some people tend to do.
Right.
Pick up the phone and you know, indicate that you'd sent a message and you'd like to talk to the person.
I actually recommend that you send that's a good idea. What I'd rather do is send another email the next day, because most people turn around their email in one day. Send an email the next day, and if that doesn't work, then pick up the phone. So I agree with you, except I'd put one email in the middle there. Stand by, Christina. We're going to take a quick break. We're visiting with Christina Cavanaugh, ladies and gentlemen. She's the author of Managing Your Email. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with Christina Cavanaugh. She's one of our email experts. Her book is called Managing Your Email, Thinking Outside the Inbox. And Christina, I really like the way you approach email. I mean, you're obviously a fan of it. Obviously, you know, it's one of the ways you make your living. You teach in college, and I've forgotten the name of the school that you've taught at before.
University of Western Ontario.
Yeah, University of Western Ontario. But you're not, you're realistic about it, and we appreciate that. That's a level of honesty that we appreciate. Christina, I think that the thing that concerns us is that when I get your email, I recognize it because I recognize your name. When I get my brain trust email from my brain trust or from people that I know, I recognize the name. But what always scares me is that I'm going to get an email from somebody who is offering me a business opportunity. They're saying, you know, hey, Jim, would you like to speak at this group or with this group or tell us how? You know, they're just making their very first contact. Mm-hmm. And I don't recognize their name. And the line in the subject, the language in the subject line doesn't help me. And isn't that an important thing for us to do when we write people, especially people we haven't talked to before, to make sure that our subject line, it doesn't in no way sound like it's spam? You know, have you ever seen anybody do that, send you an email, and their somebody you knew in their subject line, you know, said, hello?
Yes. That is critically important, and it's one of the steps that I advocate very much in trying to send proper, you know, messages, is that the more specific the subject line can be, the easier it is for us to be able to recognize the message.
Right.
And more so in these times of receiving a lot of, you know, different types of spam. Because one of the things I've noticed, Jim, is that spammers the last few months, and I'm sure your listeners have noticed too, they're getting a little more clever in their subject lines as well.
Right.
You know, so, yep. So I think it is very, very critical that if you've got an important message or the body of a message, then people need to make sure that that subject line, it's like a headline in a newspaper. It's got to actually, you know, it's got to really draw attention in those few words.
And try to include something in the subject that has something to do with what you're talking about. If whatever that might be, Christina. Before we go any further, I want you to give us your website, please.
Oh, my website is www.christinacavanaugh, all one word, and Cavanaugh has no U.
All A's.
All A's. CAVANAGH.com.
All right, and tell us what we'll find when we get there.
What you'll find is an introduction on the book. You'll see some articles that I've written.
How about some of the research you've done on this?
And the research, well, actually people have to, they'll see the research reports, and they have to actually send me a message before I'll send them the report.
Okay, all right. Well, that's fine. That's fair enough.
Yeah. I also do things like training and workshops, and that's why I'm here in New York City today doing some things. So.
Right.
That's what they'll find on the site.
So, folks, if you need somebody to help you sort through your email and maybe develop some policies and some practices, some best practices for handling email, Christina can help you with that. And the book's available wherever books are sold, right?
It is, but people have said to me that the best way to grab the book is either through Amazon.com.
Right.
Or at Barnes & Noble.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Now, you've done some research. Some of the research you have conducted said that 72% of the people who you talk to said that they spend more time handling email than a year ago.
Yes. And that was actually the most recent study that I released in June, titled Coping with Overload.
And I suspect that they would tell you, maybe they did tell you, that the good email that they're handling has not increased that much.
No, you're quite right there. You're quite right. What they told me was that as you say, the bad email, it's like cholesterol. You know, you got good cholesterol and bad. So you've got, at work, you've got good email and bad. But the bad email at work, you know, as I mentioned earlier, is not the spam, you know, that really awful spam stuff. It's the stuff we create on the inside. And that has gone up by about 29%.
Wow.
But what seems to have happened is that I was hearing more people say to me, I want conversation, I don't want emails.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the people were really adamant about the notion that some people are hiding behind email to deliver negative news or to just be expeditious.
Right.
And, you know, when a conversation, a five-minute conversation, actually would have been much more efficient and to the point. So I was hearing a lot more, you know, pushback.
Do you have a rule of thumb, Christine? We've got about 45 seconds. Do you have a rule of thumb for every five email, you pick up the phone and make one phone call or something like that?
I think my rule of thumb is more don't press the send button unless you have to. and use your intuition. If it feels right that you should be, you know, using the phone, do it as opposed to email.
Well, I use email. I'm going to keep using email. It's awfully handy. It helps me an awful lot. But I do pick up the phone and call people from time to time because I just like to hear their voice. And, you know, I know they like to hear my voice, Christina.
Well, of course, you have such a lovely one, Jim.
Exactly. That's my point exactly. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Christina Cavanaugh, ladies and gentlemen, author of Managing Your Email. Thanks, Christina. Good job today.
Okay, thanks, Jim.
See you next time. Quick break. Right back with our two top economists, Richard DeCaeser and Eleanor Solomon. After these messages, this show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.